Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor, continuing my conversation with biographer Scott Eyman, Charlie Chaplin versus America. Charlie is driven out, persecuted, flees. All of the things above are possible, but what happens is the United States, after persecuting him for many years for false claims of his disloyalty, This is John Batchelor, continuing my conversation with Scott Eyman, author of Charlie Chaplin versus America. Charlie is not permitted to return to America in the 1950s, persecuted by the Red Scare. He takes up residence in Europe and turns to making movies as best he can. Scott explains here how it is that in the later years, when as Charlie approached 70, the film quality, the costs, and the exhaustion of filming away from his favorite place, California, in his own studio, This is John Batchelor, continuing my conversation with the biographer Scott Eyman, his new book, Charlie Chaplin versus America. Charlie in Europe. Why? This is John Batchelor, continuing my conversation with biographer Scott Eyman, his new book, Charlie Chaplin versus America. Charlie in Europe, as he ages, as he worries about money, as the movie business changes. It's not just politics, it's the cost. Here Scott explains how the cost and being out of control in a studio that's not his weighs on Charlie Chaplin in his later movies. Scott Eyman, the biographer of Charlie Chaplin versus America.
No. He had to have absolute autonomy. All of his life after the Carnot Company is essentially building walls to guarantee his own autonomy. Whether it was founding United or co-founding United Artists in 1920, building his own studio in 1918, financing his own films, he answered to no one. And suddenly he has to, you know, search for distribution for the two films he made in Europe. Had to be disconcerting for him and uncomfortable for him, because the cost of making movies was increasing in the 1950s and 60s, past the point where he felt comfortable financing them himself. It's simply King of New York. He financed himself for a B movie budget. He spent much less money on that than he spent on Limelight, because he was getting nervous. But and so it looks like it's a film that isn't really thought out, and the shooting doesn't have the precision of the shooting of Limelight, for instance, because he's in a hurry, because he's worried about money, and that was just a function of changing times. And the times were changing in ways that did not play to his strengths. And also, he's getting older. Let's face it. He's in his, when he comes to make King of New York, he's pushing 70 years old. And 70 is kind of a breaking point for directors. There are very few directors that make good movies in their eighth decade. I can think of one. John Huston, I think, made a great movie at 80. Kurosawa made some good movies in his 70s. But there aren't a huge number of directors who do. Generally, that's when the director begins to fall off. And Chaplin falls off as well.
More of this later. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.